From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Bush administration has satisfied the state of Alaska and angered environmentalists with the announcement of its policy on logging in the Tongass National Forest. The new policy is a rollback of the ban on logging that was passed late in Bill Clinton's presidency. The Tongass is the nation's biggest national forest, and a decision on logging there is big news in Alaska and in the Pacific Northwest. Reporter Robert McClure has been writing about this in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and joins us. Robert McClure, I read that the Tongass is almost 17 million acres in size. We're talking about a few hundred thousand acres of that. Why is this logging decision so important?
A lot of it, Robert, has to do with the fact that the places that are set to be logged are way out in this forest in some cases, so you have to build roads to get to these remote areas. And by doing so, it bisects and trisects the wilderness.
So it is the road building to facilitate the logging that is the big project here.
That's right, because once roads go into areas, a series of things happens, among other things, that can no longer be designated as official wilderness. And the environmentalists complain about things like access for bear and wolf hunters, messing up streams with road building, those sorts of effects.
Well, let's talk first about those who are pleased with this policy insofar as it goes. Alaska's congressional delegation had sought something along these lines. The state was suing. Why is it so important to them?
Well, for one thing, they say that they really need to have logging in Southeast Alaska. The amount of jobs in logging has gone down from something like 6,000 in 1991 to fewer than 2,000 today. So that's number one. They also feel like when the Alaska Lands Act was passed, it was sort of an agreement that there would be no more wilderness designated because Alaska has far and away the most wilderness designated already. So to them, the Clinton rule effectively declared millions of acres de facto wilderness that could never be touched, and that those are fighting words.
To environmentalists, though, the idea of acres that can't be touched is that's what it should be.
That's exactly what they're pushing for, and that's why they were so happy to see so many acres put into this protective zone.
But why then, when the administration says that we're only talking about 3% of the forest, some very small single-digit percent figure of that sort, why is it that cuts no ice with the environmental camp?
Well, I think you have to understand first that about half of this forest is not forest. It's rocks and ice and wetland. The Bush administration hasn't said, as so far as I know, exactly where these 330,000 acres are that can now be logged. But you can look on the maps and see that the large expanses that were put off limits are pretty central to some big chunks of islands and even one pretty large inland area.
Beyond a general environmentalist interest in the environment everywhere, in what ways does the Tongass affect anybody's lives outside Alaska? That is, are you folks in Seattle, say, affected by this to any extent?
Well, sure. We have a commercial fishing fleet that goes out of here, and a lot of what they do is catch salmon in Alaska. And so the environmentalists are concerned because they're pointing out that if you do a lot of road building in the Tongass and make the streams there unsuitable for spawning salmon, that it could have an effect on people here.
And is this about it for the rule, or are there other avenues of appeal that we're going to see, or litigation of some sort?
Technically, this is a temporary rule. There will be another rulemaking that will exempt permanently the Tongass, as well as the Chugach National Forest up by Anchorage, from the Clinton-era rule that banned logging and mining in these roadless areas in the national forests.
Well, Mr. McClure, thank you very much for talking with us today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Robert.
Reporter Robert McClure of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer.